every Israeli soldier. Listen and listen well, the one who could have been our brother. For we are one people, whether you like it or not. You are a Semite, a son of Israel. I am a Semite, a son of Ismail. Our father, the father of both you and I, is Ibrahim. Or are you one who will even deny his own father? Listen and listen well, O one who could have been our brother. We will die on our feet, but we will not live on our knees. You know how to kill, but we know how to die. Hitler gassed 6 million of you, but he could not kill your spirit. Those who died only made stronger those who remained alive. Why then did you imagine that if you became Hitler's, the results of your gassing would be any different? Listen and listen well, O one who could have been our brother. Just as others silently watched you going into the gas chambers, others silently watch us burying our children, the children that you continue to kill. But we remind ourselves that the blow that does not break the back only strengthens you. O you who used to be the people of Musa, but today you have become the people of the Firaun. Remember that we are the real people of Moses, for we, not you, believe in his message. Remember that when the fight is between Moses and Pharaoh, Moses always wins. We say to the silent watchers, to the cowards, we say to those who sit securely in their homes, we are the front line who are holding back the enemy. When we fall, it will be your turn. Remember, O Arabs, the story of the white bull, Al-Thawr al-Abyad, who said to the world when the tiger finally came for him, listen, O people, I do not die today. I died when the black bull died. Listen and listen well, O one who could have been our brother. We did not come into this world to live here forever, neither did you. One day we will all go from here, whether we like it or not. What is important, my brother, O son of Israel, sons of a prophet? What have you become today? What have you allowed them to make you? Kill us, if that is what you want to do. At least we die at the hands of our own brothers, and not at the hands of strangers. Listen and listen well, O one who would have been our brother. We laugh as we see your Apache helicopters and F-16 jets fly overhead. We laugh because we can smell your fear. Why else do you need Apaches and F-16s to fight children with rocks? A battle of honor is between equals. We challenge you, you who have sold your honor. Come to us as equals, so that we can show you how to die with honor. We laugh at you because we know that not in a million years will one of you ever have the guts to stand up to one of our children without hiding behind an array of weapons that the American taxpayer gives you. We laugh at you because that is what every warrior does when he faces an army of cowards. Listen and listen well, O one who could have been our brother. It is not whether we live or die that is important. It is how we live and how we die. Ask yourself, how would you like to be remembered without respect, despised and accursed through the centuries? Or blessed and honored, your passing burned? Allah is our witness. We lived with honor, begging for no favors, and he is our witness that today we die with honor on our feet, fighting until the last breath leaves our body, even if all we have in our hands are stones. He is the witness over us both, as you kill us and as we die, and to him is our return. Listen and listen well, O one who could have been our brother. On that day, my little baby who you killed last night, will ask him for what crime she was murdered. Prepare your answer, O one who could have been our brother, for you will answer to him. I swear by his power, you will answer to him.